Okay, we'll call the appropriations meeting to order. The secretary will take a roll silently. Those that are not present will be excused until they arrive. All of you have received the minutes electronically from the last meeting. Are there any changes or additions or subtractions that need to be made? Seeing none, I entertain a motion to accept minutes as written. Sarah Lofgren makes the motion. The minutes are approved. Today, the committee will take up Senate Study Bill 1256. At this time, I'll recognize Senator Johnson for opening comments on Senate Study Bill 1256.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move we dissolve into a subcommittee of the whole for consideration of Senate Study Bill 1256.
The motion has been made for us to convene into a subcommittee of a whole on Senate Study Bill 1256. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are now into subcommittee as a whole. Senator Johnson, you are in order for opening comments on Senate Study Bill 1256.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill appropriates a total of $398 million to the Iowa Department of Transportation from the Road Use Tax Fund and the Primary Road Fund. This is a net decrease of $2.9 million and an increase of 7 full-time employee positions compared to fiscal year 21. Changes for fiscal year 22 include a decrease of $11.3 million from the Primary Road Fund due to the completion of the replacement of the HVAC system and the rehab of the DOT administration building in Ames. It includes an increase of $5.3 million for the Primary Road Fund for a new facility major maintenance fund. This fund will give the DOT flexibility to do various major maintenance projects each year, such as brine buildings and mechanics bays. It includes an increase of $4.7 million from the Primary Road Fund for a new facility routine maintenance fund. Approximately $3.5 million of this funding is being transferred from other line items in the budget. There's an increase of $4.1 million from the Primary Road Fund and the Road Use Tax Fund to be to the Highway Division to replace medium and heavy duty trucks. There's an additional 9 full-time employee positions to provide project development and field construction inspections. And there's also an addition for replenishment of salt supplies. There's an increase from the Primary Road Fund and Road Use Tax Fund of $427,000 for payment to the OCIO for IT security costs. Those are my opening comments.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. At this time, we will open the floor to comments from the general public or lobby. If you'd like to speak in the southeast corner of the upper gallery, is there anyone that would like to speak? Thank you. At this time, I would entertain any comments from senators or questions that you might have of Senator Johnson on Senate Study Bill 1256. There doesn't seem. Senator Mathis, you're in order for a question or comment.
Thank you, Chair. Senator Johnson, would you yield for a question?
Yes.
There's an appropriation to the Americans with Disabilities Act improvements. Can you tell us more about what that is and where that's going across the state of Iowa?
So those improvements will still be done. The money's going to move, but they're still going to be done, Senator Mathis.
But where? Do you know where? I'm sure they have a queue of improvements. Have they shared that with you at all?
Yep. So it'll come from various facilities across the state, and we can get you more information on that from DOT.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you, Senator Mathis. Are there any more comments or questions? Seeing no additional comments, Senator Johnson, you're in order for closing comments on Senate Study Bill 1256.
Yep, I move the bill.
Senator Johnson moves the bill. Senator Bolcom, short form or record, short forms requested. All those in favor of the Senate Study Bill 1256 signify by saying aye. Opposed, say no. The bill, Senate Study Bill 1256 has passed. Do you want to make a motion to come out?
Yep. Mr. Chair, I move to adjourn the subcommittee of the whole back to the full committee.
Senator Johnson's made a motion to arise from subcommittee as a whole and to move back into full committee. All those in favor signify by saying yes. Opposed, no. We are now in full committee. Senator Johnson, you are in order for opening comments on Senate Study Bill 1256.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No further comments from those I've already mentioned. There is an amendment.
Senator Johnson, you're in order for the opening comments on Amendment 1789. You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Amendment 1789 is a technical amendment, and it ensures the funds will be allocated to the OCIO and used for IT upgrades at the DOT. Those are my opening comments on the amendment.
Are there any questions or discussion for Senator Johnson on Committee Amendment 1789? Seeing none, Senator Johnson, you're in order for closing comments on the Committee Amendment 1789.
I move the amendment.
Senator Johnson has moved Committee Amendment 1789. Senator Bolcom, how would you like to vote? Short forms requested. All those in favor of the amendment, Committee Amendment 1789, signify by saying aye. Opposed, no. The amendment has passed. Now we are back on the Senate Study Bill 1256 as amended. Is there any more discussion on Senate Study Bill 1256 as amended? Seeing none, Senator Johnson, you are in order for closing comments on Senate Study Bill 1256 as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to thank all the folks that came together to put this part of the bill and the amendment together, and look forward to bringing this to the floor soon. I move SSB 1256 as amended.
A motion has been made for the passage of Senate Study Bill 1256 as amended. Senator Bolcom, short forms requested. All those in favor of Senate Study Bill 1256 as amended, signify by saying aye. Opposed, no. The bill has passed, and we'll move on to the calendar under Rule 40. Are there any other matters to become before the committee today? Seeing none, Senator Clemish moves that we adjourn.